Every Kiwi's worst nightmare, it is lurking in the shadows of Miramar Peninsula in the capital. It is a male stoat, the arch-enemy of Kiwi chicks and an all-purpose eco-villain. The first to be spotted on the peninsula too, since the pest was eliminated from the area late last year. The stoat has been picked up several times on the area's extensive grid of cameras. Dan Henry is the leader of Predator Free Miramar. Hi, Dan.
Kia ora, Corin.
I imagine you'll be taking this very personally because Miramar has a great track record at hunting down these predators.
That's right. We are taking it personally and we will be leaving no stone unturned finding this little critter. It was first seen on camera just before Christmas, and we've got cameras basically every hectare or so across the peninsula. Well, not every 4 hectares perhaps across the peninsula. There are lots of them. And he's made appearances 12 times since then. But we haven't managed to coax him into a trap. So we are upping our game and upskilling our volunteers, and we're, you know, going to try and track him down.
So he's a clever little stoat.
Oh, yeah, and they are. And that's the thing. We've changed the landscape so markedly in eastern Wellington that, you know, he's got the run of the place. He's just running around across 1,000 hectares, living his best life, unencumbered by any competition. So, you know, possibly behaving quite differently to other stoats in other parts of the country.
Now, it's a small consolation, right, that it is a male. You'd think it is a male, therefore less likely to be breeding other sneaky stoats.
That's right. That's why stoats are such a terrible predator for our native fauna, because they, by the time the females leave the den, they are pregnant and they have the potential to become, you know, a dozen other stoats just like that. So the fact that it's a male, and we've identified that through the photos, is a bit of a blessing, and we've got time on our side. So, you know, they don't nest until spring, so we've got a few months. And this is a sort of a scalpel operation, not a sledgehammer. So we've just got to sort of line our traps up in the right places and you know, offer the right lures and keep our camera network ticking over so that we can continue to hone in on one where he's travelling.
So what's the message to people who have got cameras and who are out there spotting? Get onto it fast.
And just shout out, you know, like let us know, 0800 no rats, or make an email, predatorfreemiramar@gmail.com. They can jump on Facebook. They'll find me. People know how to reach me. And Predator Free Wellington's eradication team, you know, they've got a hungry staff of 30-odd people out there who will come and turn up and, you know, put a dog around the place and see if they can track it to where it's hanging out. So, yeah, just be vigilant. That's the name of the game here.
Indeed. Thank you, Dan. Let us know if you catch it.